Check your watch jackets, fans. It's Shelly time with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's head out on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline for a little visit with Shelly time, who's in Northern California. Mr. Shelly, what is your what's your situation there? What's the hotel situation? Double bathrobe? What are we looking at?
You know what? I think there's only one bathrobe, and we're in a little area much like Easton in Columbus.
Okay.
A lot of shops and stuff around, so it's a great setup. Great setup here in San Jose.
I've never been to San Jose, man. Give me a feel for that. What do the Sharks mean to San Jose?
Oh, they're massive. This fan base is strong. They love their team. They're passionate. You have San Francisco 45 minutes away. You have Oakland the same, 45 minutes away. The 49ers practice right here close to Santa Clara. So those fans are around, but the hockey fans are true blue San Jose Township fans. The Bay Area loves this team, and they're kind of tucked away up here in Northern California. So it's a big deal here.
Jody, I mean, as I look at the standings here, it looks like we're just going up the Pacific Division here as far as points, right? We got the Kings that we took care of. You know, they're at the basement of the Pacific, then the Ducks, and now the Sharks. I mean, we're just climbing that here. As you look at San Jose and break down their tape, who are the players we need to watch tonight? What challenge do they possess to this Blue Jackets team who's had two straight wins on the West?
Well, okay, San Jose has brought back Patrick Marleau. They still have Joe Thornton.
Joe's been there for two decades. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, and Joe's beard is awesome.
It is.
He's just a great guy. So he runs the team. Like, he's the pulse of the team. But Thomas Hertl is a great young prospect for them. You know, he's a guy that's a power forward with skill. They're having goaltender issues. Their captain just got diagnosed with a broken ankle yesterday, so he's out for 6 weeks. That's a big blow. They're underachieving. They're trying to change things while keeping their older veterans around, and it's tough to change the locker room when you have such big presences and Hall of Famers like Patrick Marleau and Joe Thornton. So they're a team in a little bit of a downspin, but I thought they'd play much better. You know, they signed Erik Karlsson. I think he's making $14 million this year. He's a player that played in Ottawa. He's underachieved. He's good in the offensive zone but can't defend. And then they have Brent Burns, who's always a threat. But still, I don't think a great defender. So this is a team that the Blue Jackets should be able to handle here tonight in San Jose. And they're just coming back from the East Coast. They landed last night from St. Louis, where they played the other day. So we saw them in Columbus last week. They ended that road trip yesterday. So they just got back from the East. They'll be a little bit off.
Jody, since last we talked to you, another win, of course, the win in against the Ducks. You think what's happened on this trip has been incredible. I mean, we had Seth Jones on the ice for like a 17-minute shift, it felt like. Werenski's knocking in goals. Elvis has been great. Like, every checkmark benchmark that needed to happen for this to be not just a flash-in-the-pan fun story in January, but sustained success has happened. You've done the work, and now they're being rewarded with the way that the play is. And if you're solid on the back line and you're solid in net, you're going to win a lot of games in this league, and this team is doing it. Of the things that had to happen that have happened, which one matters the most to you, and which one are you most impressed by?
Listen, I'm most impressed by the goaltending. I think that's the story this year, that we didn't know what was going to happen. But without goaltending, you have no confidence. You're playing fragile. You really are not playing your game. And to me, the goaltending has allowed Seth Jones and Zach Werenski to show how elite they are as a 1 and a 1A. I think without that, this team is in a different spot. Getting out of their end, keeping the puck out of the net, those are the two most important things, especially for a team that wasn't sure how they were going to get goals this year. So I'm so impressed with the goaltending, and that, to me, goes hand in hand, and it just freed up Zach and Seth. These guys have been unbelievable. And you talk about this group, this is a unit. This team is playing as a unit, and they know when they're not, and they know when they should be. So what's happening right now is stuff you dream about as far as reading books and pulling teams together. They're just young, a lot of young kids playing. And I love how Gerby has stepped in on the top line. I look at Cam Atkinson, and I think Cam Atkinson sees Gerby playing in his spot. Mentally, if I'm Cam Atkinson with 9 goals to start the season, I'm thinking, I have got to get in the lineup and try to outwork Gerby to get that spot. And I think John Tortorella sees that and is saying, oh, let's see what happens when Cam's comes back. And that's the kind of competition they have.
Jody, is Cam back officially tonight?
I don't know. I haven't heard. Yesterday was a day off. We didn't see them skate. It was morning skates about an hour and a half away. We go to the rink. I would say he's chomping at the bit. You know, he's got that ankle. So, and he's such a quick stop and start guy that I'm not sure if we'll see him tonight. I bet you we see him in Vegas.
Okay, so let's take a look at that now. So you talk about San Jose tonight, hop a plane to Vegas on the 10th, and you can close out you got two in the bag. You wanted three out of four in this trip. You got two in the bag at this point. There's an opportunity here, and then three at home next week, and then that big break around the All-Star break. Momentum's so crucial in this league, of course. We talk forever about what you do in January and how it's different. This team has answered the call. I actually think this road trip's been incredible for them in bringing everybody together. You talk about veterans like Cam chomping at the bit. It's all going according to plan, but you got to sort this thing out the last couple of days here in these last two games with San Jose and Vegas and at least get a win in one of them. You've got to feel good about where this team is right now, Jode.
You got to. And that's where John Tortorella is so good. He will not let them feel too good. There's more. He wants to march. He wants to take another step with this group. You know, to win this road trip, you're right. You got to beat San Jose tonight, and then you're talking about a sweep of the West, which is a major thing. And then you come home to Boston, who you just took down only 10 days ago. So, listen, that's why this league is so great. Remember what we were talking about the first month of the year? A lot of questions.
Yep.
Now we're talking about the hottest team in the league, a team that's young and no expectations on the outside. There's a lot on the inside, but it's a team that can do some stuff. So they want the games to happen every day. They're playing that type of hockey where they just want to keep going. And that's really all the mentality they have. So it's fun. It's so fun to watch this group do what they're doing.
Jody, I have to ask you, when you're on the broadcast against the Ducks and you get the empty netter to go 4-2 and you basically say, boom, there it is, 2 points, and then they score again with the net with 40-something seconds left, the Ducks do, did you get a little nervous at all? Did you ever think, oh, gosh, maybe we didn't get the 2 points?
Yeah, I did a little bit, I'll be honest with you. It was like, what the heck is happening down there? Let's go. So, yeah, I almost was the goose there, but you know what? No problem. Got on the bus, had a beer, I was fine.
There you go.
Hey, Jode, I was curious. You guys are going from here to Vegas. I'll get you out of here on this one. When you guys go to Vegas, How does the NHL handle Vegas? Because the NFL is going to handle it. The NHL's done a good job with it. What I mean by that is, how do the teams handle it? Do you guys stay near the Strip? Are you off the Strip? Are you anywhere near it? How do you deal with that?
We are on the Strip. We are in a hotel with no casino, and we're tucked away. And you know, we're staying the night after the game due to travel. We always stay the night when if we don't get to go to bed before 2 a.m. at home, meaning landing and at 1:30 and getting home at 2, then we stay. So we are staying in Vegas after. So that's how the teams handle it. It's like, we're going to Vegas. We're going to be there early. You know, the day we're going tomorrow. The game is Saturday, but Saturday night they'll be able to. They don't really check on them anyways. You know, at this level, what's at stake? They put it on the players. If you want to do it and screw it up, you're going to screw up your livelihood.
How fast are those Apple Maps just flipped open? Nearest casino to our non-casino hotel. Walking distance, 0.1 miles. Got it. There I'm going.
They're not too far. I mean, you can hear the bells ringing from our hotel. That's where we're at.
All right, buddy. Well, enjoy it. Bring us home a win. At least one more. Be nice to get this thing 3-1, which you projected and said was needed. And we're almost there. Appreciate you as always.
Let's do it. They're going to get four. Four victories.
Let's do it, buddy.
They got to get let's just do it. And then come
home. Let's get it done.
All right, guys. All right. Have a great weekend.
You too, pal. The great Jody Shelley. Yeah, I guess what I'm curious about is, like, when the NFL goes there next year and you fly in there on a Saturday, like, do you stay – like, how do you manage?
It's because different for the NFL because you're not on, like, a two-game road trip. You know what I mean? Like, you're not on
no,
a
No, but
West
you will
Coast
fly
trip.
In Saturday, and you don't want that – you don't want it to turn into a hangover playing Sunday.
Well, no. I mean, that's why you do bed
check.
That's
the distraction.
You have to worry about bed checks and fines and all of that. You have to handle it like a pro. You know, it's different. I'm not so worried about the West Coast teams or even the Central time zone. But if you're like Miami and you're like, hey, we're going to go out there on a Friday instead, that's what you have to worry about. because the guys go, even if they go out on Friday night, that affects you on Sunday.
That's true.
You'll be spent. That's what the whole thing in Europe. When we went to London, I mean, guys going out during the whole week, like some guys treat it like a dang vacation. Like, oh, we're in London. How many more times am I coming back to London?
Yeah.
Just enjoy the nightlife, you know, they treat it differently. But if you can get through these next two and come next week with Boston and Carolina, who you're trying to chase, the Hurricanes in back-to-back games, gosh, that's huge.